Hey everyone, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Zaina.
And this is A to Z Radio Show.
Woo.
We have no music. We don't have music today, guys, so sorry about the lack of intro there.
Just imagine it.
Yeah, I'll just make the noise.
Yay!
Today is going to be a little bit of a shorter episode because I have a fat presentation today. So I need to kind of like run over afterwards.
Oh, what? What is your presentation about, Amanda?
Oh, that's a great question, Zaina. So our class presentation is about Hinge, but like specifically like incorporating like course concepts with it. But one of the cool things that we talk about is Hinge's reflection on dating culture now. And I think like one of the big questions is Tinder is specifically created to be a hookup app. So it has 100 swipes a day. Versus Hinge is supposed to be like long-term dating, so it's like 8 matches a day, and then like 1 rose a day, which is like basically like a super like equivalent on Tinder. And the way that they create these apps, or specifically like Hinge, is even though like their whole slogan is it's meant to be deleted, like this is an app that you will delete. Cause you're like basically saying, oh, you'll find a relationship
Once you like find.
Yeah. Okay. Like the whole trailer is like them like stabbing and shooting like the Hinge logo, like once they're like in a relationship, and it's like even if it kills us, you're gonna find a relationship.
Oh, that's good.
But the way that the app is, and this is like kind of messed up. So I was doing a lot of research about it. So first of all, it's called gamification, where they literally make it based kind of like a game to have like addictive features. So because you only have like 8 likes a day, what they do is they find out your type. So like, let's say I like guys who have like voice prompts on like their Hinge or something.
And this is Hinge or like all of them?
This is Hinge specifically. Okay. But like Match.com or like Match is like the group or Match group. So that's Tinder and Hinge. Like they create both apps. So
they have both?
Yeah.
Oh.
So pretty much they have like these like features on the app, or like the algorithm picks up on what your physical type is. So like, for example, let's say like, I like more like extroverted guys who have like voice prompts on like their Hinge profile. They will give me people not my type until I use my 8 matches, and then the next person that I see will be my type, but I can't match on them because I ran out for the day.
No way.
So you either hope that it'll be back there in 24 hours when your likes re-up.
Yeah.
Or you just have to spend money to match with that person.
Oh my gosh, that's so smart.
I know. So yeah, like, the whole thing is, oh, you'll delete this app, but, like, they literally, like, find out your type, and, like, you basically have
like
to pay.
Like, they're dangling it in front of you. That's so smart. They kind of ate with that.
No, like, it's crazy monetization strategies. And, like, it's called, like, nudging. It's so, it's, like, it's insane, especially, like, the notifications and, like, the funny prompts and whatever. Like, it makes you treat it like a game.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know how you'd spend money on, like, Hay Day or Monopoly Go?
Right.
Because it's, like, oh, I ran out for the day, or I ran out for, like, 2 hours. And you want more, because, like, now the type is dangling in front of you. Like, in Hay Day, like, the boat's about to leave in, like, 10 minutes. I need to spend my money. Oh, my type is about to leave this app. I need to spend my money.
Smurf Village, you need more Smurf berries for your crops.
Exactly. So,
that actually makes a lot of sense.
Isn't that crazy?
Because you get,
crazy?
Like, the dopamine hit when, like, your type matches with you, or, like, someone responds to your prompt, or, you know?
Yeah, no, that was another thing that I was reading about, how, like, it's literally made to feed your ego, and so you don't get FOMO. So if you aren't matching with this person, then you feel,
Everyone else is getting, like, complimented and prompted, but I'm missing it.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, anyways, like, the whole question I have is, like, are these apps even, like, do you think these apps are even efficient in, like, modern dating culture? Because it does skip, like, you meeting people in person and, like, expanding your social circle. Because at the end of the day, like, you can only meet so many people in person.
Yeah.
So, you think it's, like, a good thing to do that, or, like, a bad thing? Because literally the app is not even designed.
I think it's, like, bad. it's not built to make a lot of long-lasting relationships, but I think the way that our generation is now, it works for them. Like,
I agree.
The short attention span, if you can't watch a long TikTok video, you're not going to be able to watch someone's, like, 4-page bio about them and actually get to know the person.
Of
you
course.
Just have to swipe.
Yep.
So, like, I feel like it makes sense for us, but then it also makes us even more, like, it's kind of just, like, continuing our short attention span.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, some people do find each other on these apps. you know?
I have cousins that, like, literally got married from Tinder.
Yeah.
So, like,
it could happen, but I don't think it's set up for it to happen for many people.
Yeah. And, like, I have another cousin who's gone on so many Hinge and Tinder dates, and, like, none of it has actually, like, escalated into, like, getting married.
Because it's like you said, it's also an ego thing for a lot of people. A lot of people just have the app, and then they just swipe just for fun. So then the people who actually maybe are looking for something, if they match with someone who's just swiping just to get an ego boost, then that's never going to work, you know?
Of course.
So it's like, I think it's a really small percentage, but it could happen.
I agree.
Also, 90% of people we know have had it downloaded at some point. Yep. That's just a fact.
No, it's true.
Even if it was, you know, everyone's like, just for fun, just for friends, just for whatever, you still had it.
Of course. Anyways.
And that's including me.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, no, exactly just about feeding into our, like, short attention span. TikTok adding, like, the fast forward option and the 2x speed.
It honestly makes me really upset.
Like, because I already, like, feel like my attention span's getting, like, worse and worse the older I'm getting, which is weird. Like, I feel like it should be getting better because I'm not a child anymore. But, like, there's times where, like, I literally feel myself at work, like, talk. I will look at someone dead in the face and not hear a word they're saying.
Yeah,
like, I will zone out, right? Like, if they're talking for too long.
No, I know.
So, it's, like, it's gotten to the point where it's, like, making our attention span worse. And now you have, what, 100 swipes on Tinder, and you just swipe.
It's so true. And I already, because I have ADHD, so I feel like, I feel like people are making it easier for me to, like, want the easy way, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, realistically, if I go into an office job, I'm not going to be able to do that. I can't be an iPad kid and, like, I need to be able to have a conversation. Another thing, I need to be able to have a conversation with people while we're eating. But, like, I feel this urgency to play YouTube while I'm eating. Like, I eat so much slower if I'm not just watching something.
Yeah.
Because when my brain's off, then I could just eat, you know?
Right, right.
But what happens when we're 40 and we are going to an adult dinner? Is everyone going to have their phones out watching Beta Squad? Like, I don't get it.
I know. I work when we'd all be in the caf together and I was, like, forced to socialize instead of, like, pulling out, like, Cody Co.
Yeah.
To watch.
I worry.
It's different with my family because I've been doing that my whole life.
100%. But when I'm with my family, it's also, like, not allowed. Like, no phones at the table.
Yeah, of course.
It's enforced.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
No, I know. My attention span's actually getting so bad. I know it is. And it's like, I can't help it. Because even before, I would, like, the Sidemen, for example, like, upload, like, an hour and a half long videos.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid,
sit through that.
It's like a movie.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. I would watch the whole thing. I would watch Endgame multiple times, which is a 3-hour movie.
Yeah.
Now I literally, like, while I'm watching, have to be on my phone.
Oh my gosh.
Eating
you're
something.
So right. Because, okay, if it's a movie that I'm really interested in, then it's different.
I have to literally go to a movie theater to lock in.
That's true.
Because then I'm like, okay, I can't pull my phone. That's the only reason.
I've also been wondering, movies, like, sometimes I'll just think, why is this movie so long? I don't remember movies being this long. And sure, they have gotten longer, but I would still be able to sit through it back in the day. But now I'm, like, checking the time. It's been an hour and 50 minutes already. Why is the movie not over?
Yeah, and then I'll be, like, on my phone. Or, like, even now, like, doing work, I, like, need a show in the background.
Yes! Yes, me too. But it works.
It does. No, it does. But I'm saying, like, if my brain wasn't like that, I bet it'd be more efficient to not have a show in the back.
I know, but I don't know. I don't
Unless I'm literally, like, trying to memorize and put stuff in my brain. If it's just, like, casual work, I need a show, though.
Yeah.
I need it.
And sure, you could do it without it, but it just makes it easier and more enjoyable.
Exactly.
Like, you could do it without it, but
it's like even watching TikTok videos when they split screen
Subway
Surfers.
I was just going to say that. It's like, I saw one, and it was, like, 4 different things. It was, like, Subway Surfers. Then, like, she was, like, also playing piano while swiping TikToks and Subway Surfers. It was crazy. She would play it and then, like, swipe her iPad and then, like, swipe the other.
That's really good. I saw one of a guy studying for the bar exam.
No.
And he's, like, studying with a textbook and his computer, like, you know, like, normal studying, it's going back and forth. But at the same time, he had literally, like, TikTok going and he was, like, swiping it as he was, like, studying.
That's actually, like, I genuinely worry.
That's so scary.
Okay, what's gonna happen when you guys, like, for doctors, you're in surgery and you're swiping TikTok?
Yo, someone play Subway Surfers in the back.
They have, like, you're, like, you go to get an ultrasound, and then, like, you're looking at the baby, he's like, hold on, let me split screen this. Oh, gosh.
Oh, no, it's getting worse. Oh, it's actually getting so much worse.
Yeah. Oh, also, guys, if we sound a little different or anything, we're in a different studio today.
New stew.
And Yeah, we had to film on a different day today because I was home. So we are currently in the podcast studio in the library. New location unlocked. But we will soon be back to our
original location.
Yeah.
Yeah, this place is actually closer to our house, and there's a lot of mics, so we could actually get more people on
Yeah,
there,
if we ever need to do, like, four of us, we could do it here.
It's four people a lot for a podcast. It's also, like, you can't tell people's voices apart sometimes when you're do you ever listen to a podcast and there's a lot of people and you don't know who's saying what?
Yeah, because I'll just listen to the same podcast, like, you know, like, Zane and Heath.
Yeah, okay, that's
different. I always listen to them, so I always know who it is. But if I were to listen to a new one, I don't know who's talking.
Even the Sturdy Little Triplets.
Do they sound similar?
They do.
Wait, when you're twins, do you have similar voices?
You do. Like, think about Grayson Dolan and, like, Ethan Dolan.
Oh, yeah.
So the Sturdy Little Triplets, like, literally all sound not the same. But, like, for me, because I don't really watch them as much as I used to, like, to me, they sound the freaking same. So, like, the other day, I was listening to one of their podcasts, and I actually, like, could not tell them apart. I had to watch the video version, because I was like, wait.
It makes sense, though.
I was getting confused. I was like, did you not just say that? Why is he speaking
why
to himself?
Why is he answering to himself? That's funny.
But, anyways, last weekend was St. Patty's or the weekend before? What day is it, guys? Last weekend.
It was only last weekend? Why does it feel like a long time ago?
Like, not this weekend that just passed, but the one before.
Yeah.
Because today's Tuesday.
But why does that still feel long?
It does.
Time is so confusing sometimes.
So, Zaina, how would you say your St. Patty's was? We were together.
I had a really good St. Patty's.
Yep.
I felt like I felt the aging of being in third year a little bit. You know, I was like a little sleepy the next day. Like, okay, day of, it's a holiday, no time for sleeping, no time to go home, you know? But I did feel the next day, I think. Just like the walking, you know?
Yeah.
But I had a really good time.
Yeah.
How about you?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Wishing the weather was a little bit better. And no one did anything Sunday. It was all Saturday.
Yeah.
But Sunday we went to...
You know what? Maybe we're not old. Maybe everyone was just kind of tired.
I think so, too. We're not old. My cousin keeps telling me I have to stop saying stuff like that because he's like, you won't feel it till you're like 27.
Yeah, that's true.
So we gotta...
Okay, sorry, guys.
Embrace our youth.
Retract what I said.
We gotta embrace our youth.
Yeah. Retract what I said.
If you're listening to this, embrace your youth. Embrace even if you're like 50.
But I thought it was really fun because, you know, we get to, all the roommates get ready together and we're all wearing green. We all really love themes and, like, things where you can have decorations and wear, not a costume, but, like, a dress code almost. So,
love a theme.
Yeah. So you just, like, feel the really good energy in the air, you know? And I feel like it's a day that brings together the Laurier community and maybe UW, maybe.
If they're feeling up for it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Speaking of themes. Yesterday we were like, Zayda wasn't there, but she'll talk about that in a bit, but we had a gala yesterday for an awards ceremony for all the clubs that were on. So Radio Lauria was there. Shout out Radio Lauria.
Shout out.
The club that myself and Leia are president for, Lauria Social Justice Club. Shout out.
Shout out.
Follow us on Instagram, Lauria SJC. basically we also were there cause we were nominated for awards, but like we got to dress up in dresses and like dressy clothing, and like myself and Manoop were talking about how like we just love themes and we should like, because like we were so excited to wear dresses.
Yeah,
like we should like have
you feel
more
like
parties.
You get to go to
like
the Oscars.
That. It's true, and they had a little red carpet going. It was adorable.
Yeah, like remember when JC, my cousin, shout out when we were in first year, she had her birthday party and it was like Oscars themed. So we didn't dress that fancy, but like everyone was wearing dresses.
Yeah, I was wearing a dress. We were all wearing dresses.
Oh yeah,
we were wearing like black dresses.
Oh yeah, we were.
That's
we
nice.
Were on brand.
We were.
I'm pretty sure Adam was even wearing like a...
like a bow tie or
something.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
Yeah, love that. So yeah, we had the gala yesterday. Did we win an award?
Mm.
No. But on the come up next year, guys.
Next year. Everyone vote next year. We'll remind you next
year. Yeah, next year. Next year, we will be reminding you. Please vote. But Zaina had Family Feud. It looked silly from the
videos
I saw.
Oh, yeah. It was good. It was... okay, it was for Laurier, Eritrean, and Ethiopian Students Association. Shout out. Follow us on Instagram. WLUESA. It was really good. One of our exec team members was Steve Harvey, and he did the whole bald cap sweater
beautiful.
In
I
his shirt, so it looked
it.
Like he had, like, a belly.
I actually loved to see
the mustache. It was really good. And, yeah, we had a pretty good turnout, and we ran, like, 4 rounds, because 8 teams signed up, and we gave them prizes and stuff, and it was pretty good, yeah. That was good, too, because it was also, like, a kind of theme that I enjoyed, and, like, we our events team fully, like, ran the game with the slides that looked like it. Yeah. So it was really fun to watch, honestly. Yeah, love a theme. Love a theme.
We love a theme.
We love genuinely. A theme.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about this yesterday a little bit.
Yeah.
First of all, Brandy Melville, one size fits all. Right out the gate.
What do we think about that?
Why did they do that? Genuinely, yeah. Why? Wouldn't they get so many more customers if they just expanded their sizes?
I don't think so, because I feel like it's an elitist thing if you could fit into their sizes, so it's
flex.
So it's
right.
Like, oh, I hope I fit into their sizes, and those who do fit in it by a lot, because it's like, look at me, I'm fitting into Brandy
Melville. You're so right, because the girls who... Like, people who wear Brandy, I feel like...
They do wear,
like, they make really nice clothes. But, like, right. You can tell that the people who wear it, like, they, like, a lot of it.
Yes.
A lot.
Yeah, it's like their wardrobe.
Yeah.
And, personally, I have never fit into Brandy Melville, even when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So, now I 100% don't. But like, I never, ever, ever fit into it. Even when I was, like, pretty thin as a kid, it's just, I was tall.
Yeah.
I wasn't, like... super skinny, so therefore, like, I never was able to fit into it. And I remember, like, going with one of my friends to Brandy Melville,
mm-hmm.
and she's a lot shorter than me and a lot slimmer than me, and she fit into, like, all these things that were so cute, because they have really cute stuff, especially their pants. Like, the time I was, like, really into, like, I remember, like, specifically, because I was, like, I guess I'm traumatized, but there was these, like, black cargo pants, and they were so cute. They were, like, baggy, they had all these pockets, they're, like, utility pants. Oh my
That's
god, they
nice.
Would not even fit, like, past my knees.
Oh my god!
And then, like, my friend put them on, and they looked great on her, and
that's
I was,
genuinely
like,
oh. horrible, because it doesn't even make sense. Like, it's like you said, like, even if you, like, you're just tall, or some people have longer legs, some people have a shorter torso, you know, you physically can't do one size fits all.
And I know now that they're, like, they've started to add
I think they bumped it up one size.
Yeah.
It's still one size fits all, though. It just bumped up one size.
Wait, really?
Isn't it?
They added sizes, I think, to their pants a little.
Because when I went on
smaller.
Queen Street, I walked in it, because I haven't been in one in, like, 4 years, and I thought they took them all out of Canada, honestly. I thought that was happening.
Oh, yeah, because they took it out of Yorkdale.
Yeah. So then I walked in it, and it was, like, the one on Queen Street is huge.
Oh, it is,
and I still saw one-size-fits-all tags. I'm not gonna lie, I went just to check.
Jeez.
And I think they had some that had, like, maybe two sizes, but... most of the shirts are still... Yeah.
You know, it's kind of... It's very interesting to hear, like your opinion, because I feel like you fit into, like, Brandy Melville. A lot of people who fit into Brandy Melville have, like, made, like, videos on TikTok being, like, but there's, like, plus size stores, so, like, why can't we get our thing?
Oh! Ha! Sorry.
Yeah, like that's not.
First of all, the only reason they have to make plus size stores is because no one else is
exactly.
making their clothes.
If Brandy Melville happened to have plus size clothing, if every Abercrombie, if Aritzia had more plus size clothing, there wouldn't be separate stores
exactly.
for plus size.
Of course, they need their own store because they can't find it anywhere else. Because you guys, double XL, like double XL at Aritzia, that's medium.
Yeah, no, I know.
So that makes sense. Okay, that's like saying systemic racism, there's roadblocks, so you have to give people equity outreach programs, and then people who are, like, the standard, they're like, oh, okay, give us our own thing then. You guys already have your own thing everywhere you go. That's why we need these other things.
And I do
agree. Come on, guys, come on.
I do agree that they should add... smaller sizes as well. So, like, for, you know, like, maybe, like, if a store only has XS, they should have XXS or something like that. Or, like, double.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
I actually do like how Aritzia has XXS.
Yeah.
Because some of their, like, if they have a big hoodie, you know?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it depends so much on
right.
the style.
Yeah. So, I'm not saying, I think they should definitely add smaller sizes in stores as well as larger sizes. With that being said, a store that's just one size fits all doesn't work for anyone.
Yes.
So
it's genuinely, like, it makes me, like, really upset.
Yeah.
Just, like, why? And not even just for, like, the inclusivity factor, but I just feel like it, like, almost, like, restricts fashion. Because what if I could fit into it, but what if I want, like, a baggy style? Or what if I just don't like tight clothes on myself?
Yeah.
So, like, what if I, you know?
Yeah.
If I like baggy clothes, I can't get that there.
No, I
it
know.
It has to be, like, like sucking me in.
Bro. No, I know. You're actually right. Like, you can't, like, a lot of the times with jeans, I size up just because I like when it goes lower on my, like, hips. I like when it goes baggier on my like ankles or like whatever. So I always size up. What are you gonna do at Brandy Melville? Stretch it physically.
You get one of the workers to pull it.
So I saw this TikTok where a girl, they were doing like interviewing for Brandy Melville, and it was like a group interview, and someone went who was around like a medium size, and the freaking interview like had no questions about like, oh, are your previous job experiences, like whatever. It was all about like your following and like how you perceive fashion. And then at the end they were like, by the way, like focusing on the girl that was like probably too big to fit into Brandy Melville clothes. And by the way, like, she was not big at all. And even if she was, like, there's no problem about saying like she was by the way, like, I would consider pretty thin.
Yeah.
But they were like literally said to her, they're like, oh, you have to, you realize you have to wear our clothes every shift here, and that means you have to like fit into our clothes every shift here.
That's actually discrimination, is it not?
That's so discrimination.
How is that allowed?
I don't know. And this is in the 21st century, bro. This is not like... And also, even beauty standards have just changed so much. Like, we were talking this about in my class.
Oh, yeah. What happened to the rise of the BBL?
Yeah, not even... Yeah, not even just that. No, but true. Marilyn Monroe is, like, a size, like, medium size, 8 to 10.
Yeah.
So she is not a double zero.
Okay, so what, many
and
of
she
the
was
people
considered like the beauty
who
standard.
Were the beauty standard would not fit in Brandy Melville. Like, even when you look at like the pictures of like Aphrodite, how she actually looked, and she's literally the goddess of beauty.
Yeah,
you're telling me like you were gonna tell her that she can't get hired?
I know. The goddess of beauty can't get hired because she can't fit into your Brandy Melville esque tops.
That should say something.
Yeah. What other company? Okay. What are other like images of companies that they
okay,
kind of portray?
I feel like also like kind of like Lululemon. Honestly.
Oh, you know what the one of the old workers got fired because someone said something about how plus size women were getting like the in between their thighs was like thinning out, and he goes, well, then they shouldn't be wearing our clothing.
OMG, because a lot of their leggings are like. What is it called? Like, compression?
Bro,
like
they
it
actually
like,
suck. My
like, you can't breathe.
No,
you can't breathe.
It's too much. And I used to wear them to the gym because it was, like, they're, like, workout clothing, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I started getting, like, uncomfortable because they're just, like, so tight.
I honestly
on the
feel
wrong
like
places.
Lululemon, I don't know if this is controversial or not, and I don't, like, I've never been there much.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's not really workout clothing. It's no. Athleisure.
It is. It is.
Like, you go to the mall wearing Lululemon, but how can you move? I don't know. Maybe this is... I don't know.
And also, like, it's kind of like another elitist mentality.
Yeah.
It's, like, expensive for no reason. So it's like, look at me with my Lululemon, like, $300 zip-up compression jacket. That's, like...
My phone case, even. That's, like, probably $70.
Yeah, and it's, like, supposed to be, like... You make you look athletic, and I think that's why people like it, because you're wearing, like, you know, like, your athletic clothing, but you're not freaking working out.
Like, you know, like Nike, you could move in that.
Oh,
it's
breathable.
Yeah,
no,
you
I have
can
so
run
many
in
Nike,
it. Like,
yeah.
I just feel like you can tell when things are made for actual, like, I don't know.
100% agree. So that's another one where I feel like their image matters. Abercrombie, one time they asked him, like, years ago, the guy got fired, I think he was the CEO. I don't know if he was the CEO, but it's just, like, he was very high up there, though, but... He said something like, oh, someone asked him in an interview, this isn't literally a direct quote, they go, how come you don't make XL in women's sizes, or large, I don't remember the exact one, and he goes, because we only want cool kids to wear our clothing.
What?
I know.
Wait, what?
No, I know.
How are these people getting away with this? Because I guess the majority, like, they're still going to make their money.
Yeah, that's, yeah, no.
That's how they're getting
they
away with it.
They only want cool kids to wear the clothing. Some skinny girl hears that. They're like, I'm a cool kid.
Yeah,
I fit into
she brings all her cool kid friends.
The popular girls.
Okay, I guess that's how it works.
So that's like...
That is... Brand. I don't like that. I feel like... I feel like Aritzia also kind of falls into it, but maybe in less of a toxic way. It's just more like... Like, a high-end, but still casual, you know? It's, like, 20-year-old.
It's, like, very cool to wear Aritzia.
Yeah. But it's not just, like, it's not streetwear, you know?
No.
Not really. It's...
Bro, it's, like, sweats.
Do you know what I mean?
No, it's true. Like, it's not, like, a cool outfit. You can't make a cool, like,
it's very, like, basics.
Yeah.
Basics.
100%. Like, you're not wearing, like, a cool graphic shirt with some baggy jeans with like, a cool, like... what's it called, like graphic zip up or like varsity jacket. Like, it's not like streetwear. It's like, here's a good,
like, you could go to work with it.
Yeah, like here's like a good like blazer. Here's like a good sweatpants and a sweater matching set.
Yeah,
that's what you're getting out of it. Yeah, I think their quality's gone down.
The quality is goated.
I said it gone down. It went down.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
It was, oh, really?
Yeah. Cause
okay, wait. I haven't been there in a while. Maybe it's not goated anymore.
I actually, honest to God. I literally think it's also overrated. Like, it should not cost that much.
They're 100% it should not cost that much. But I think that's why I also thought it was, think it was good quality. Because I'm like, if it's that much money, it must be.
Yeah.
Like, you like to think that it would last long, but maybe not.
The quality is not, it's getting worse for sure. Like, me and our Leia and Manup are talking about this. Like, the quality before, like, I have sweatpants from Aritzia. Like, I honestly don't have many items from Aritzia. But what I do
I think that's also why I can't tell, because I don't have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I don't either. I have two pairs of sweatpants from Aritzia. Mm-hmm. One's newer, one's older. The older one's such better quality. They're thick, they're warm.
I remember, they were so soft.
They're very soft. And the new ones are not as good.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. People were buying it regardless.
Right.
So it doesn't really matter how good the quality.
I would too.
Yeah, if you spend less money making it, charge more, people are going to buy it anyways. So.
They're just looking to pay $180 for sweatpants.
It's ridiculous. Actually, bro. And now they have coffee shops in there and alcohol in there. What
I actually don't. I don't like it. I feel like, I feel like Aritzia is like colonizing malls. I know it's, like, cute, you can go in there and get your coffee, but, like, why? It scares me. Like, they're keeping you there.
Dude, for it's like the so Lotus. Long. It's like the Lotus
exactly.
Casino.
Or you know how they pump air that makes you, like, realive in casinos? It gives me that vibe.
Yeah.
But their coffee's good, I went once.
It was actually kind of good. I had it too. They have a big one at Von Mills now, so I was like, eating. Anyway,
but, like, you know what I mean? It scares me when I'm, like, in a store so long.
I don't want to.
Because then
be
you
in
just want to go look more.
Exactly. They're smart with their tactics, but I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. Kind of like when you go in malls, how they dry the air out, so you're more obligated to go get water, like some type of beverage from the food court. It's giving that vibe.
And you know about it, but like, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah. You're waiting. Let's say you're a boyfriend, you're waiting for your girlfriend to try on all her things in the boyfriend looking seating area.
I like the boyfriend area.
It's actually funny.
And how they put like video games now in the area sometimes. Stop. It's so funny.
Wait, that's so funny. They're in their boyfriend area, and all of a sudden they're a little bit thirsty. They go get a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
They're waiting for their girlfriend. Their girlfriend.
A little pastry?
A little pastry. His girlfriend goes, oh, I want one too, honey.
He goes back.
Gets another one.
$8 coffee.
And then she goes and spends $4,000 on jackets and sweatpants. Yo, they know what they're doing, actually.
They know what they're doing. Have you seen how big some of the stores are? It's like three stores in one.
Every time
I go to a mall, like various different malls, a mall in Newmarket, Yorkdale Mall, Eden Center, I see that Aritzia is moving to a bigger space. It's like coming 2024.
I know.
Coffee shop, video games. Like it's
keeps
crazy.
Expanding. I don't get it.
Like, I think genuinely one day there's going to be a mall and it's only Aritzia. Because they also have like Babaton, Wilfred.
Right.
If they put those three together, you're getting like, first of all, three different age ranges of women, you know, for different occasions.
It's stressing me out. It's a lot. How much Aritzia do you need though? Because like I said, it's just basic stuff. Like,
but now they have like athletic wear too.
Oh really?
And they
okay.
have fancy stuff. They have casual stuff. They have sleeping stuff.
They have
underwear.
They're good.
You know?
They have the super puffs.
Like
you could
get everything you need at Aritzia. Hats, bras, socks, jacket,
coffee,
phone case,
alcohol apparently,
bag. Alcohol? What?
You can get alcohol at Aritzia.
Wait, really?
Some Aritzias, yeah. Nick was saying how he got, like, a beer one time at Aritzia or something.
Wait, when was he in Aritzia?
With his sister.
Oh, okay. See? Brother/boyfriend waiting.
Yeah.
Give them a beer.
I don't know if it was a beer or, like, tequila, but there was some alcohol, like, beverage.
Wait, that's not real.
I know.
That is so funny. Okay.
I have a couple short little Reddit confessions.
Next segment,
y'all.
Yeah, we've been doing Am I the A-Hole, so we're gonna shift a little and just do some confessions to switch it up for you guys, because, you know, we like to keep it new and fresh for our audience.
Yeah, this is a really short one, okay?
Okay.
I busted out my baby daddy's car windows with a bat when I was 5 weeks pregnant. Well, the title pretty much says it all.
Wait, that's it? That's the confession?
Wait, there's an edit, there's an edit. My hormones were crazy at the time, and I got pissed at something that wasn't worth getting mad over. He fixed his windows and everything was fine. Jeez, and I found out 2 days later I was pregnant. Yes, you can know at 5 weeks. I words. Dummies.
Okay. I feel like the hormones are not an excuse, though, because...
To smash a window?
Like, there's lots of pregnant people in the world, you know? But how many windows get smashed?
If every person was pregnant and smashing windows, we'd have no cars. Okay, guys? Yeah. So, I don't know how much of an excuse that is.
Also, that's crazy. Like, I don't have a car, I can't drive, but I know if I did, it would feel like my child, you know?
Oh my gosh,
like,
she's
messing
so
up
much
someone's
money on
car,
it.
How should you invest in that, you know?
Especially some people's cars are, like, literally, like, their babies. Like, even if you're not like a car, bro. Like,
that's
it's literally, like,
yeah.
You spend money on it, you maintain it every year.
It's
you
your
drive
means
it,
of transport.
You drive it every day to work. Like, anyways. Next one. I used to take inappropriate pictures of my coworkers at my first job. I'm a little scared. Hey, everyone. This is not easy for me to say. I'm shaking even just typing it out. But I want genuine advice. And it's something I've thought about for a long time. Please understand, I don't think this way now. I'm just remembering how I felt at the time, and I understand at numerous points I was arrogant and selfish. I also was diagnosed with autism as a toddler, and while I don't like to use it as an excuse, it has played a part in my ability to process my emotions. When I was younger, I was a creep. It always happened at work. I'll explain my old job first. My work was a tightly knit space other than the owners. I was the only guy who worked there until I left to move for college, and for some reason, I'll get into that later. I've been in the job for a long time, ever since I had gone to middle school and moved on to high school. Being there for that long, I made friends with some coworkers, and they were either around my age and grew up with me at my job, or they were just older than me, but still fun to work with. However, over time, I started hating the job and becoming more and more stressed about it. This was due to multiple reasons. First, my boss liked to pile on work on me since I was a guy, and the coworkers were all girls. However, for me, when I had a private list that was nearly as long as others' lists meant for everyone else, what? I don't know what that means. I didn't mind at first. I was pretty good at what I did until I realized my coworkers who haven't been working nearly as long as I've been were getting paid even higher wage than I was for less work. I hated going to work because I never felt valued anyway, whether it was for the pay, the level of work I had to do, or just me as a person. As it always seemed like my bosses liked my coworkers more than me. And it wasn't just me who realized this. Okay. He really is going in. Let me fast forward a bit. Okay. When I was in elementary school, I was exposed to explicit videos. Adult films.
Okay.
It obviously shocked me, and I didn't look at it again until middle school. It was from that point onwards I started a habit I hated. I couldn't stop consuming the images and videos, and honestly, just it was a real issue. This continued at my job. When I was a junior in high school, I realized I had a bit of a problem and tried to stop looking at it. I did not succeed. It became worse over time. I would get splitting headaches and become super unfocused until I did it. Whoa!
Okay, wait, sorry. The feedback's crazy. Oh my gosh.
Whoa!
Like, withdrawal symptoms. Wow.
Okay, we're not done. Combine this problem with that I was feeling at work, it's not a very healthy place to be at. One summer, I decided to really end the habit. I mean, really try. Good for you. And I did for a bit. And was successful for a bit. Then one day, it was something in me I snapped. I started to view my coworkers in a way regretted till this day, and would take it all back if I could. I took discreet photos of them at inappropriate angles, and it gave me a rush that was better than when I looked at these adult films. Looking back at it, I think it was the fear of being caught. I felt very introverted. I became very introverted. I didn't really talk to anyone else anymore. One of the girls, one of my best friends at the time, tried to indirectly help me without actually knowing what was going on. I miss her still. I was a creep to her, too. He goes on and on. His advice that he wants is... He feels guilty, and he wants to kind of admit it to these people. I want to apologize, but I'm fighting on myself of whether that's a good idea at this point.
Mm. Does he still have the job? Wait, is that done?
Yeah, I'm just reading if they like found out or anything. Stop talking to me. Okay, no, they never figured it out. They never knew about it. However, he doesn't work there anymore, but he's like still homies with them, I think. He feels so guilty for how he was at the time, so his question is like, should I tell them? Do I just ignore it? Like, what's the deal?
Okay, what do you think? This is a lot.
This is a a lot. First of all, I'm glad he got better.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, you can get addicted to anything, you know?
You really can.
And you just need a support system, resources. Yeah. You've got to, like, tell someone. But you can't tell your coworkers if they're part of the, you know? Who's he going
to... I agree. I think he should maybe, if he's still feeling a lot of guilt, that's something that could be discussed in, like, therapy or some form of counseling, even group counseling. As long as the photos are deleted.
Because it's done, right?
I'm assuming it is, because the way he says he used to be like that. As long as the photos are deleted, gone, removed, I think try to get help for yourself and don't bring it up to them.
Did he say he's better now?
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm saying if he still feels guilty, maybe that's something he could discuss, but I don't know. Like,
because he's saying it'll make him feel better if he admits it.
Would it make the girls feel better if they find out?
Absolutely not. It will traumatize them and give them trust issues. But would you want to know if that happened to you?
But, like, years later, no.
Yeah, you're right. And no one has any pictures anyways.
Exactly. There's no... He didn't spread it or anything like that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That was a crazy one.
Okay, one more.
One more. Play that on Reddit.
But, like, confessing these things on Reddit is insane.
Yeah. Okay. This is called...
If you ever just go to Reddit. If y'all want feedback,
see, there's like thousands of hundreds of comments. Like, people are giving
feedback. What are people saying?
People are saying, don't tell them.
Yeah.
I made a fool out of the rich kid with a nut and never told him the truth. I don't know what that means. Setting the stage, fourth grade, elementary school, in an expensive rural area. Town dominated by widely privileged multimillionaires who made flaunting their wealth a competition even in elementary school context. CDS. One multimillionaire parent in particular stood out in the worst ways. Her idea of volunteering to provide materials for classroom activities, bringing new cases of pencils and pens, and then spending the day micromanaging every single child's use of them because they were so expensive. Anyway, her son, as you might imagine, picked up on this money equals personal value attitude real quick, to the point where he'd done things like spontaneously find $100 bills on the playground during recess, which he then run around to show off to other students, including me on repeat basis. Me? I lived in the back of a garage at this point in my childhood, so I had a bone to pick with Mr. Look at My Money.
Mm-hmm.
One day, I'd eaten what was either a peach or a plum, I believe, and was examining the pit carefully. I marveled at nature and science, and then at how it reminded me of a walnut.
Aww.
And that was an inspiration struck. I cleaned it thoroughly, took it to school on a baggie, and then told the kid that it was a walnut I couldn't seem to crack. That boy proceeded to spend the rest of the day trying to crack the nut for me in absolutely hysterical ways. He used a stack of history books and dropped them, then he didn't work, he had more books to repeat. He then stacked chairs together and angled the nut under the step to stop on it. He then threw the nut, he body slammed it, he punched it. He had multiple kids on chairs at the time. He, by all accounts, should have dismitted that nut in the first 5 minutes. He endured for several hours. After a long and fruitless battle, he returned with the nut in hand, sincerely disappointed and apologetic that he couldn't open it for me. And I felt awful.
Wait,
what?
How old were they again?
In grade 4. Oh. And he had been so genuine about helping me crack the nut in the most wholesome and kind way. I didn't have the heart to tell him that it wasn't a walnut. What is this story?
Wait, this is your confession from when you were 9 and you pranked someone?
He's like, I feel so bad. The snobby rich kid couldn't crack my fake walnut.
Aww.
It's kind of wholesome, though.
This must be a really nice person.
Honestly, yeah.
For this to be, like, eating the them thing, up inside.
This is really the worst thing they've ever done in their life, or this is what there's, like, keeping them up.
What? Wait, that was it?
That was his confession. That was fully his confession. Honestly, that's funny. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
His literal confession is, guys, I don't know what to do. Like,
plus, you know, it was one day. Next day is done. Everyone forgot about it.
In fourth grade, you forget about everything, so...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hey. Sorry.
My leg's asleep. Oh, my God. Sorry.
Okay, let's K it.
Okay, sorry guys for the short episode this week. We will make it up to you next week, or 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll talk lots next week.
Yap. Yap Academy.
Thank you guys for coming and listening, and we'll see you next episode.
Thank you guys so much for watching. Bye. Woo!
Yay!